Like Moses, first he should strengthen his relation to Allah. First talk to Allah and trust Him. Take a power from Allah, then go to the Moses and talk to him. Allah says, "Iz nadahu rabbahu bil wadi al muqaddas tuwa." When Allah talked to the Moses in the valley that is holy, it will tell us that different places have different values. We cannot say all the places are the same. Definitely are not. Days are not the same. Friday is different from other days. Months are not the same. Holy month of Ramadan is different from other months. Houses are not the same. House of Allah is different from other houses. So that area is a holy valley. Then Allah says, "Izhab ila Fir'auna innahu taqa." If we should fight with the rebellious, the prophets should be first, because they are our role model, they are our masters. So first Allah says to the Moses, you go first, then the people will follow you. Then Allah says, "Izhab ila Fir'aun." Fir'aun is a root of misleading people. If you want to fight with the problems in the society, Allah says, go and find the roots. So roots of the problem in that time was Pharaoh. And Allah says to the Prophet, go and talk to him. Izhab ila Fir'aun. Then Allah says, فَقُلْ هَلَّكَ إِلَىٰ أَن تَذَكَّىٰ. We will understand that if we want to advise and guide the others, we should not be disappointed from anybody, even if it is Pharaoh. It is our responsibility to accomplish the reasons, to disconnect any excuses on Judgment Day. Because in Judgment Day, everybody wants to find some excuses. Excuse me, God, I didn't get the reason, I did not understand the truth, and so on. So Allah says to the Moses, go and talk to the Pharaoh. هَلَّكَ إِلَىٰ أَن تَذَكَّىٰ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, talk to the people and let their nature talk to them. Because the nature of everybody wants to purify himself. Okay. Try to talk to a person in such a way that his nature loves it. If you tell to anybody, do you want to be clean? Of course he says yes. Do you want to improve yourself? Of course. So talk to the Pharaoh in such a way. Then Allah says, halleke. It means when you want to advise to somebody, talk very gently. Even if it is Pharaoh, don't talk harsh. It doesn't affect. Tell him that, do you want to purify yourself? This is the way that prophets guided people and attract them. هَلَّكَ إِلَىٰ أَن تَذَكَّىٰ. It means the goal of guiding people and talking to the people, the goal is to purify them. In another sentence, إِلَىٰ أَن تَذَكَّىٰ, when you talk to the Pharaoh, talk in such a way that his nature loves it, and it is to purify himself. Allah says, إِنَّهُ تَقَىٰ. He started to make problem and disobey Allah. This is the source of the problem, and you tell him that I'm going to guide you. Then Allah says, أَهْدِيَكَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَتَخْشَىٰ. فَتَخْشَىٰ is a result of guiding. It means when a person is guided, then he fears from Allah. It means if he is not guided, he doesn't scare, he doesn't care. Because he doesn't know the truth and doesn't know the results. إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ. will tell that the prophets are guiding people toward Allah. When Allah says, إِنَّهُ تَقَى أَن تَزَكَى فَتَخْشَى, we will understand that when there is a rebellion, then as a result there is impurity. But from other side, when a person is purified, then he fear from Allah. Thank you very much for watching. We ask Allah to help us to fear Allah in this world until we will be saved in Judgment Day. Thank you very much for watching. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.